spend alone time with Jesus. Pastor Jeff, please read from Luke 10.
Luke 10, 38 through 42. Hold on. 42. Okay. And now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. She approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her, please, to help me." Jesus answered and said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. One thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her."
Amen. Brooke, please read Matthew 6, 5 through 6.
And now about prayer. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who pretend piety by praying publicly on street corners and in synagogues where everyone can see them. Truly, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, all alone, and shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father secretly, and your Father who knows your secrets will reward you.
Okay, thank you. So being an active disciple, living intentionally, is about seeking the head coach in your off time. This is where you carve out time of your day to spend time with the head coach, Jesus Christ. And in the passage, Luke 10, which Pastor Jeff read, there is only one thing worth being concerned about. One thing is needed. So at the very minimum, we need this time with Jesus. At the very minimum. In Matthew 16, Jesus is clear. Go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. This is true faith. I'm telling you, this is true faith. And this is where you develop your own unique walk with the creator of the universe. When you go off alone, time that you set aside because you're prioritizing it, you are seeking Christ first daily. I recommend you do this when you first get up. When your feet hit the ground, let yourself go down to your knees. And just thank him for a new day. And commit to following him that day. I love to recommit myself daily. That always puts me in a proper frame of mind. That always helps me to understand I am waking up today for a purpose of serving my Father in heaven. He says, "Okay, Larry. Glad you could join us today. I want you to, you know, love other people and do these errands for me." This act of being a disciple puts us in position to be full-time ministry employers. Jesus says our wages are good. I think that's in John 4. He says the wages are good. So he becomes our provider, not our employer, not our church, wherever we're working. He becomes our employer. He becomes our provider. Our food, all our money comes from God, not our customers. So the activity number one of being a disciple is spending alone time with Jesus. This is what we prioritize. And even though your prayers might be superficial, at first, even though they might be kind of limited, like you don't know what to say, bear with me here, and we'll talk about that and how prayer can grow. Prayer can become something greater in your life, and we'll get to that. Prayer is something that if you're not used to praying a whole lot, it's very difficult to start on a regular basis. It is, because your mind is half in the natural, half in the supernatural. So prayer is not easy sometimes when you have not been in a disciplined way of praying. When we put our priorities in order, you know, when we consider what Jesus said in Luke 10, one thing is needed, verse 42, the only thing worth being concerned about is spending time with Jesus, sitting at his feet. Mary chose to spend that time in front of Jesus. Martha was busy about all these details, getting food prepared. Now, I know Martha loved Jesus, and Martha knew that Jesus is the Messiah. And she, whatever thought, maybe she thought she needed to impress Jesus, I don't know. And, you know, but Jesus made it clear what the priority, you know, that Mary had the correct priority, being at Jesus' feet. Matthew 6, Jesus makes it clear, when you pray, when you do pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private, just as Brooke read. So being a disciple, an intentional approach to living, our first item was spending alone time with Jesus.